Faith Lawrence. Now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 today, Sunday the 24th of May. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar. The general synopsis at midday: high, Humber, 1,033, expected Netherlands, 1,033 by midday tomorrow. High, Irish Sea, 1,032, dissipating by same time. Low, Iberia, 1,019, losing its identity by that time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours: Viking, north at Cirra, south at Cirra, westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in Viking. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, south or southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in Cromarty, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain in Cromarty, good, occasionally moderate in Cromarty. Tyne, Dogger, south, veering southwest for a time, 2 to 4, fair, good. Fisher, southwest 3 to 5, fair, good. German Bight, variable, becoming southwest 2 to 4, fair, good. Humber, south or southeast 2 to 4, fair, good. Thames, east or northeast, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, east or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5, except in Dover. Fair, good. Biscay, east or northeast, veering southeast, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, fair, good. Fitzroy, cyclonic but northeasterly in northwest 3 to 5. Rain with fog patches, thundery showers in southeast, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Seoul, variable 2 to 4, becoming east or northeast 3 to 5. Fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Lundy, Fastnet, variable, mainly east 2 to 4. Fog patches in Fastnet, good, occasionally very poor in Fastnet. Irish Sea, variable, 4 or less, fair, good. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, variable 2 to 4 in southeast Shannon and southeast Malin, otherwise southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Rockall and Hebrides. Rain or drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Bailey, south 5 or 6, veering southwest 5 to 7, rain, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 in northwest. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain, showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. That's the shipping forecast with the general weather forecast. Here's Stavdeneos.
Thanks very much, Richard. Good evening to you. It's been another exceptionally hot day across parts of the UK, with Heathrow and West London reaching 32.1 degrees. That's the warmest May day since 1947. And with temperatures expected to climb even higher over the next couple of days, there's a real chance the UK's all-time May record of 32.8 degrees could be broken on Monday or Tuesday. So watch this space. Now, tonight, high pressure keeps most of the UK dry and largely clear. England, Wales, Northern Ireland, much of Scotland will stay fine and dry, although some mist and fog patches may develop around English Channel and Irish Sea coast by around dawn. Northwest Scotland and the Northern Isles will continue to remain cloudy and breezy with spells of rain, especially across Shetland later tonight. It'll be another mild night for most, particularly in the south and east of England, where temperatures may hold between 15 and 18 degrees. So Bank Holiday Monday brings more sunshine and intense heat for much of England and Wales, with temperatures widely reaching the high 20s and low 30s. The hottest areas are likely to be southern and southeast England, the Midlands and East Anglia, where highs of 33 degrees are possible, perhaps even 34 Celsius in one or two places. East and Wales also could top 30 degrees. Scotland and Northern Ireland, though, somewhat cooler, although still warm for late May, with highs generally between 21 and 25 Celsius. Far north of Scotland will hold on to some showery rain at times, but quite a hot day in store for England and Wales.
From Grand Opera to the Eurovision Song Contest, Matthew Sweet will be choosing his pick of the week after the news. And on Thursday, Sean Farrington pops up with a new series.
Toast on BBC Radio 4.
It was associated with this awful product that nobody really could understand why.